If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Tuesday's edition of Birds 365, joined now by the legendary Bill Colarulo. Big Bill, what's going on, Bill? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Billy, how are you, bud? We're back in the quarterback conversation, unfortunately. I don't know. I'm starting to get frustrated. I don't like some of the signals about what's going on. And from that, I mean, you know, I keep hearing Dallas Goedert said it again, quick game, quick, you know, dump the ball. What are we doing here, Bill Colarulo? What are we doing?
Well, it's like, I want somewhere in the middle, because I've had my issues with this coaching staff in the past of that obsession with explosive plays, talking about explosive plays. Now, explosive plays doesn't necessarily mean dropping back, taking 3 or 4 seconds and throwing the ball deep down the field. You could have explosive plays, getting the ball out of your hands quickly, getting the ball to your playmakers in space. You see the 49ers do that very well, picking up that yak. But I do agree with you that I'm not going to take away things that Jalen Hurts does very well, which he can extend plays. You can take advantage of his legs at times, but it's almost one or the other with this team. You know, quick passes or explosive plays, meaning we're going to drop back, send everybody on 9 routes, and not have answers for the blitz. Somewhere in the middle, I'll take it, John.
I agree. We talked about a little bit earlier in the show, Bill, about Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's a guy that I really believe the Ravens have built around his skill set. You think Kellen Moore is going to do the same here for Jalen Hurts? I mean, I know it's kind of what Johnny Mac just asked, but I got to be honest. I have a fear they're going to try and change him a little too much and get him out of his comfort zone. And you kind of heard that in some of his comments where it almost sounded like he wasn't very confident in what they were installing around him. Now, I don't know if that's true until we see him on the field in September, but any concern that they're really going to push him the wrong way and out of what makes him great?
We'll see. Look, we got to see how it plays out on the field. But what I did like is Kellen Moore's first press conference, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, he did talk about how Jalen Hurts' running ability is an advantage that they want to take it, that they want to use and they want to take advantage of. So I'm hoping, because you've never seen Kellen Moore have a quarterback with this skill set. Dak Prescott can't run the way Jalen Hurts can. Justin Herbert obviously can't run the way Jalen Hurts can. But I think Kellen Moore is a smart enough offensive mind that he's going to be able to say, look, I'm not going to try to do what they did in Minnesota, which is force every quarterback that came in to be Kirk Cousins. We're going to try to build an offense around what Jalen Hurts does well. And I know we pick apart Jalen Hurts' press conference the last time we heard from him, but what I did like is that he said, I'm trying to make this offense mine.
I loved that, Bill.
That was my favorite part of that press conference. We pick apart the other things, but that was good. So maybe Kellen Moore does say, hey, look, we're not going to try to force you to be somebody you're not. We're not going to turn you into a pocket passer. We know your legs are a real advantage, and we're going to use them.
I'm glad you brought up that comp, Bill. That's a good comp from the perspective of, I brought it up last year. If you remember the 10 seconds of fame of Josh Dobbs, remember?
Yeah, it was when they were letting him play, John, and then they tried to make him Kirk Cousins. And
well, exactly. That, my whole point is he got there on like 2 days of preparation, and they didn't have any preparation. So they just said, I forgot who got hurt. It was the back of that Jaren Hall or whoever that crappy backup they had was. The rookie quarterback got hurt right away. And he had 2 days of prep. They just traded for him, and they said, go out on the field and just go make it. And he won the game. And then he won the next. And then you're right. Then as they got him in practice, they started, hey, we're going to put you under center and turn around and play action and do what Kirk Cousins does. I really lost a lot of respect for Kevin O'Connell watching that. I'm like, dude, you got to take advantage of, not that Josh Dobbs, he's probably getting exposed anyway, but the overriding point is, and you mentioned, and everybody keeps mentioning what San Francisco does. The Eagles seem obsessed with what San Francisco does. They have a different style. Believe me, if Trey Lance had to play back in the day, Kyle would do different things. He's building around the quarterback he has. Get the football out quickly. Get the ball over the middle. You mentioned yards after catch. He's building around the quarterback he has. The Eagles have a great quarterback. Build around his strengths, I argue. Improve the deficiencies. Work on them. Get incrementally better. But don't change from what the quarterback does well.
And we have a great history we could go back to. Look at when Carson Wentz went down. Nick Foles steps in 2017. Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, John DeFilippo, what did they do? They said, okay, we're not going to force him to be Carson Wentz. What does Nick Foles do well? And then they started that whole RPO game. Different RPO than what you see with Jalen Hurts. Foles wasn't pulling it and running around the outside. But they built the offense to take advantage of Nick Foles' skill set, and the rest is history. We're parading down Broad Street. So I'm expecting them to be smart enough to do it. And look, when we talk about the yards after catch, I've given this stat before. You go back to 2022 with Shane Steichen, the Eagles were top five in average yards after catch. And then with pretty much the same weapons, last year with Brian Johnson calling the plays and designing the offenses, they went from fifth to 25th in average yards after catch. To me, that is all about the play designs and the route concepts. You look at Kellen Moore, even on a bad LA Chargers team last year, they were top five in yak. So I do expect them to develop plays and have those route designs to get the ball to your playmakers in space. And now not only do you have AJ and Devontae and Dallas Goedert, you've added Saquon Barkley, who we know is a tremendous receiver out of the backfield. But I do agree with you. Don't try to fit Jalen Hurts into your system. Build a system to take advantage of Jalen Hurts, because he does have a unique skill set that you saw on full display 2 years ago.
To follow up, guys, Tom Brady, I'm sure you saw it, Bill, the 5-minute clip of Tom Brady explaining how to play quarterback in the NFL.
That was incredible. Talking about before the snap, right?
Yeah, and he could have boiled it down to 1 minute, to be honest, because, and this is what Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, Xander Krause, Bill Colarulo, anybody who's around this quarterback should be trying to teach Jalen Hurts. Get the offense into the right play. Period. End of sentence.
Yep.
Period. That's it. That's all I want Kellen Moore to do. To teach Jalen Hurts and keep getting him better at that. So when you talk about hot routes, instead of just throwing a bubble screen, identify, oh, the blitz is coming from the slot. I got AJ on that side. Go right behind it. Boom. quick throw, get the ball out, yards after catch. Understand what's going on. Get the offense in the right play. That's all I want. That's all I want. He's already proven he can play at an MVP level. You get better at that, everybody's happy. Simple as that. It's all he needs to improve on.
And I agree with you, and that's also why I've been preaching patience to start this season, because that is an area of Jalen Hurts' game where I'd love to see him improve. But when you are learning a new offense, whether it's 95% new, as he said in the press conference, or 25% new, as it's being reported now, leaking from the Novacare, who knows? Whatever it is, it's going to be new. And I think that type of mastery will come over time. I'm not expecting Jalen Hurts in week one against the Green Bay Packers to be able to get up to the line and have that much mastery of the playbook yet. But I do expect him to grow as the season goes on and be able to make those type of calls, because I'm also, why has he been so reluctant? And I don't know if it was him, if it's Nick Sirianni's offense, they've been so reluctant to utilize the running back out of the backfield. That could be your best friend. When the blitz is coming, you have that little dump off route to your running back. They have Saquon now.
Bill, you're opening up a can of worms here, Bill. You're opening up a can of worms.
Well, first of all, Saquon might be the most overrated receiving back in the history of the world.
John, how do you say that?
I mean, he had one good receiving season as a rookie in 2018 before his torn ACL. Last three seasons, 41 for 263. 57, you say, that's pretty good. 338 under 6 yards per reception, 41 for 280.
You just named three seasons, 41 catches, 57 catches, 41 catches. In 3 years of Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, they've never had a running back have more than 39 catches in a season. That was last year with DeAndre Swift. You go back to the year before that, your leading receiver from the backfield in terms of receptions was Kenny Gainwell with 23 and 33. So to your point about using Saquon Barkley's down years, that's still more receptions than we've had
There's
any
no
running back.
There's no efficacy to those receptions. Now go back to Nick Sirianni's offense in Indianapolis with Phillip Rivers and look at that. You play to the strengths of your quarterback. The quarterback, if A, he doesn't like it, and B, he's more effective doing what he does than dumping it off from a running back.
Let me ask you. You just said Saquon Barkley's averaging 6 yards a carry, or 6 yards a reception. What would you rather have, a 6 yards reception or an 8 yard sack for a loss? I'll take the 6 yard reception.
Here's the thing about if you go 6 yards per reception versus whatever Jalen's at his height last year, he didn't have a good year from a yards perspective. He was under four for the first time. A, you got all the tush pushes thrown in there. The point is, is he going to take a sack? I bring up the Olamide Zaccheaus play. Did you enjoy that play, Bill? That doesn't happen if you're dumping it off the running back for 4 yards.
I'm not saying on every play, but how many times, John, did we watch last year where you knew the blitz was coming, especially at the end of the season going up against Wink Martindale, Todd Bowles? You knew they were going to blitz the hell out of you, and there was no safety route. And if there was, Jalen wasn't even looking at him. You had your receivers running 9 routes straight down the seam. They didn't have time. So even if Jalen tried to somehow scramble, there was nowhere to go with the football. I'll take the little dump-off pass to Saquon. He picks up 3 or 4 yards. Guess what? My high school coach used to say it all the time. You get 3 yards of play, it's a first down. 3 yards of play gets your first down every time.
And here's the thing. People want to blame the coaches. Blame the quarterback.
I think it's a combination. It's Jalen Hurts has never really utilized his running backs, but you've never seen them push it.
But here's my gift so everybody can hit record. I'm going to rip Howie Roseman for his 49th birthday.
Is it his birthday 49. Today?
No, Sunday.
Tyler Steen's birthday today. Maybe our starting right guard.
Yeah. Should be if he wins it out. Howie's off so freaking off base with this evaluation of this freaking player. So off base. I got to be on the show every day. So I'll be the first to raise my hand if I'm wrong. This guy is not a good receiving back. You bring up Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell doesn't catch passes because the Eagles don't throw to running backs. Look at DeAndre Swift in Detroit versus DeAndre Swift in Philadelphia. That's the reason DeAndre Swift is in Chicago, because he didn't like this offense and he didn't want to be here. So to assume that this guy, who, by the way, is nowhere near fucking Christian McCaffrey as a receiver. Nowhere near Christian McCaffrey as a receiver. He's nowhere near Aaron Jones as a receiver. Who is
let me ask you a question.
Alvin Kamara.
Let me ask you a question.
Nowhere near.
Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara. Who was the other running back?
Aaron Jones.
Look at the wide receivers that those running backs played with. Look at the quarterbacks that those running backs played with. You're going to compare Saquon Barkley, who's never had a 1,000-yard receiver outside of his rookie season, when he did have a great receiving year, as you admitted.
Why the excuses?
He's played with Daniel Jones, Tommy Cutlets, and his leading receiver had like 700 yards.
Does he have pictures of everybody who's ever been? Is he blackmailing everybody?
Who?
Get special players are special, no matter what. No matter what. Aaron Jones, here's the thing about Aaron Jones. Go watch the Dallas game. He's catching passes on wheel routes like a receiver on wheel routes. Saquon Barkley's getting carried down the field by Zach Bond and Devin White. Going to be disappointed, Bill. I'm preparing you for the disappointed. I'm preparing you for the disappointed. DeAndre Swift is a better receiver, not running back, not runner. Saquon's a very good runner. DeAndre Swift is a better receiver than Saquon Barkley. The Eagles didn't utilize him. You know why? Because they didn't want to utilize him. Because the quarterback didn't. Not that he can't do it. Same thing with Kenny. Kenny Gainwell played slot receiver at Memphis. You think he's not a better receiver than Saquon Barkley?
I think what you have to factor in is the total package is better with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, that I'm not denying.
So maybe DeAndre Swift was a better receiver. Sorry, my son's coming in. I'll be right out, buddy.
Yeah,
he's okay. I got headphones on. Saquon Barkley may not be as good as a receiver as DeAndre Swift, but when you factor in the total package, not only running the football,
better pass protector,
better all runner. Of it.
He's a very good player. This is where I get pissed off. People don't hear where I say he's a very good player as a receiver. And this is where I blame Howie. I go back. He made these comments about, and people think you're setting this guy up for failure. So I'll blame Howie, because people expect him to be Christian McCaffrey. And he ain't in the same ballpark as a receiver.
Well, we'll see this year. When you put this guy with some other weapons, and I know you say we're making excuses. I mean, come on. He's got Tommy Cutlets throwing him the ball last year. The leading receivers, who? Darius Slayton on that team? The only year he played with weapons was his rookie season when they had Eli Manning and OBJ, and that's when he had 91 catches.
I'll go down this route with you, Bill. He's now playing with weapons. You're right. Here's the difference. Saquon's going to get elevated. He's not going to elevate. He's going to be elevated by A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. And he's going to be a fine player here. And I hope everybody hears that. He's going to be a very good player for the Philadelphia Eagles. But he's not elevating. He's getting elevated. And my last thing, Bill, you say you didn't have complimentary pieces, which you're correct. That's fair context with the Giants, who are an awful organization, awful team, and he does have it here. Why in God's name would you not want to get the ball in the hands of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert before Saquon Barkley in the passing game. In the passing game.
I think it's just another piece. I'm not expecting Saquon Barkley to have 90 catches this season. I don't want him to have 90 catches for that exact reason. But when you talk about Saquon isn't necessarily going to elevate this offense, I don't need the offense elevated that much. Just clean up the turnovers. I mean, you look at last season's offense.
They're
a top 10 offense in the NFL. It was the turnovers that crushed this team. So, look, maybe you could make the argument they overpaid Saquon Barkley. Not when you look around. Not when the alternative is giving Darnell Mooney the same amount of money at a third wide receiver position. So I look at Saquon as just another weapon on this team, and I don't need him to elevate the offense that much. You're still top 10. Clean up the turnovers, have a better answer for the blitz, which I think Saquon should be able to help with because he is good at pass protection, and just protect the football. And then you're still a top 10 offense. You were number 7 in the NFL last year, even though it looked terrible at times.
Yeah, so people are taking the small sample size over the larger one. They're talking about 7 games at the end of the season where the offense didn't look great. Which I get it, but the larger sample size, you're coming into a great offense if you're Saquon Barkley. Yeah. I'm just saying that the special, the weapon talk, and Howie was the one who said these words. People are going to be disappointed. And they're setting the poor guy up for failure. And he's going to be a good player. But that's all he is. He's not a great player. And the Eagles have had good running backs. And he's going to be a little bit better at things that nobody cares about. Pass protection. You know, 4-minute offense. What he's not going to do is be impactful in the passing game. Not happening.
I don't think fans are going to be disappointed if they're winning football games.
Well, yeah, that's
right. True. I mean, if Saquon isn't having 60, 70 catches this season, but they're winning and the offense is firing on all cylinders, I don't think people will be complaining. But to my point about Darnell Mooney, so you look at it. What did you want to see Howie do instead? So they took.
Well, you didn't hear me say anything about the money because I don't give a shit about the money.
So
I don't care. I'm not saying they overpaid. I'm saying how we blew this guy up, calling him special, weapon, and all these types of adjectives. And there was no need to do it. There was no need to do it because now you've created this expectation. You're right. If you win games, people will move the goalposts and they'll forget about their grandiose proclamations in the spring about this guy's going to be this and this guy's going to be that. And they're not going to care. But that doesn't mean the hypocrisy doesn't exist. They're expecting a difference-making player because of what Howie Roseman said. He didn't need to say that. Just soft-shoe it. Don't worry about, you know, he's the second best thing to Christian McCaffrey. No, he's not. Why create those expectations? Why? He didn't have to do it. Rare mistake. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That's a mistake, in my opinion. And he's done that before, Bill. When you talk about quarterback factory, no need to say it. When Jeffrey talked about gold standard back in the day, no need to say it. When you say words like special and weapon, people expect special and weapon. Now, are you right, Bill? And when they say, yeah, if they win 14 games, nobody's going to care. You're right. But they're moving the goalpost. Right now, they're expecting special and a weapon. Not a great pass protector. Special player.
See, I guess we do disagree because I think that he can be a special player in this offense. And I'm not – for me, I don't care if you're putting it out there to the public that you think Saquon Barkley's a special player. I don't care if the fans are disappointed because, oh, he's not as special. Let's put it out there. Let's make defensive coordinators think that this offense is going to utilize Saquon Barkley in all different types of ways because it just gives them something else to worry about on game day.
That's my point, Bill. You just made every defensive coordinator on this schedule smile. Oh, you're not going to try to get the ball to AJ? Yeah, please dump it off to Saquon. You're making every defensive coordinator smile. by saying we're going to utilize this guy by all means.
I just think that your analysis of Saquon, it's flawed in light of the fact that he was the only weapon on the New York Giants. So when you look at his average yards per reception, his average yards per carry, it was a lot easier for defensive coordinators to game plan to stop Saquon Barkley. Christian McCaffrey, as great as he is, and I do think he's better than Saquon Barkley, if you put Christian McCaffrey on the New York Giants over the last three or four seasons, Christian McCaffrey's not putting up the numbers he's putting up in San Francisco. It's when you put Christian McCaffrey on a team.
I'm sure he's not going to be as good.
Not those numbers. Not when you have Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle.
I got to cover Adrian Peterson on a bad team. That is a special player. Crappy supporting cast. Christian Ponder was worse than Daniel Jones. 2,000 yards. MVP with Christian Ponder. Special players are special.
I guess the question is, what standard are we trying to hold Saquon? Because to me, you can call someone special without comparing them to one of the greatest to ever do it in Adrian Peterson. I think Saquon Barkley can be special in this offense and not reach the levels of Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying he was special. That to me is special. I'm not comparing the two. It's not even close. That's why I bring it up. It's bad supporting cast didn't matter. Nothing mattered. With great players, nothing. You talk about Christian McCaffrey. Look at his numbers in Carolina.
Now he put up good numbers. Yeah, he did.
1,600 yards rushing, 1,400 yards rushing, over 1,000 passing, over 1,000 receiving with a bad team. Special players are special, and they figure it out. They don't have
a Jalen Hurts factor into this, though. I mean, Saquon Barkley can be the best receiving back in the world, but if the quarterback doesn't like the running back, yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, put McCaffrey on the Jalen Hurts-led Eagles. What's he going to do? I think he's going to be great. But
now, that's a good question. That's a good question. He doesn't like throwing it to the running backs.
He doesn't, and that's the big part of me. You guys are arguing about, you know, how good Saquon can be. I think that's a good point, but I wonder if the quarterback is the more important part of the equation, where if Jalen doesn't want to throw the ball to running backs and he's going to be, you know, he doesn't want to do it much, then it's all mute, right? I mean, it doesn't even matter. He could be the best receiving back in the world. If he doesn't get the ball, he's never going to be able to show it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up. I just wanted to see in 2019, but for some reason I was trying to see who else he had. Hey, Buddy Boy's coming to take a look. You want to say hi?
What's up, little Bill?
This is Leo. Bud. Leo's ready. Leo.
I'm sorry.
Saquon Barkley jersey ready.
Your dad. Yeah. I'm sorry,
bud. Leo came in. He's like, Johnny Mack, you better shut your ass up about Saquon Barkley. Yeah.
I just wanted to see in 2019, and I'm going off of memory now, when Christian McCaffrey, it says sugar. I'll be right there, buddy. When Christian McCaffrey was putting up over 1,000 yards with the Carolina Panthers, I was just trying to see who their other weapons were that season, because I think they still had, just looking at the receivers, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Greg Olsen at tight end. I still think they had better weapons, as bad as they were, but you're right. They're quarterbacks. Yeah,
Bill, even as good as the weapons are this year for the Eagles adding Saquon, what do you think about the Jalen Hurts element of it? Like, he just doesn't – he hasn't ever really shown to like to throw the ball back to the running back. I'm with you in that I think Saquon's going to make the offense better, but in a way I'm also with John where it's like I don't really see him being a big impact in the passing game. DeAndre Swift is a good pass-catching back. Kenny Gainwell was a receiver in college. They don't throw the ball to running backs. I don't know if that's going to change from Jalen Hurts.
I just look at Kellen Moore's history. Kellen Moore's been an offensive coordinator for 5 seasons, right? You go back to 2019, Ezekiel Elliott had 54 catches out of the backfield. 2020, Ezekiel Elliott had 52. 2021, him and Pollard combined for 86 catches out of the backfield. 2022, him and Pollard combined for 56. And then last year, Eckler had 51. So if you look at the history of Kellen Moore's offenses, history would tell you they're going to utilize the running backs. I know John's saying, why would you take the ball out of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith's hands? But at the same time, I look at our running back as the answer for our third wide receiver because they still lack in that category. How many people would have loved to get more from Quez Watkins, Olamide Zaccheaus, or Julio Jones last year who filled for that wide receiver three? Well, now you basically said, okay, the wide receiver market's going crazy. I'm not giving Darnell Mooney 3 years, $39 million when the guy had 400 yards last year. But what I'll do is I'll utilize Saquon Barkley instead and give him less money than people are paying this crazy wide receiver market. That's how I look at it.
Now, you're right, but I would argue, and apologies to Bill and his son at Bill Calarulo.
You can drop F-bombs again.
X.com. make sure you follow Bill on Twitter. Listen to him. What are you going to be on 97.5, Bill?
So I'll be on tonight, 6 to 10. I'm doing the night show tonight.
And then this week, 6 to 10 tonight.
And then this week, 2 to 6 tomorrow, 10 to 2 Thursday, Friday, the weekends. Turn it on. I'm usually on.
No, I listen to you all the time. You know I love you. I love the spirited conversation. I love your ability to come back. But I would say to your point about Kellen Moore, and you're right about his history, I think it has more to do about the quarterback. Again, I go back to Phillip Rivers because Nick Sirianni loves Phillip Rivers. And if you go back to 2020 in Indianapolis, Nyheim Hines caught 63 balls out of the backfield. Jonathan Taylor caught 36 out of the backfield as the lead back. That was Nick Sirianni's offense.
Yeah, so it's more Jalen probably.
Yes, it's more the quarterback, and the quarterback is comfortable. And the quarterback, in the case of Phillip Rivers, he wanted to dump it off. You know, he's not going to run. He needed to dump it off. He utilized Nyheim Hines to a significant degree, and that's what I think people are missing. Jalen Hurts doesn't want to do it. He's not comfortable doing it. And I think pounding the square peg in the round hole is a bad way to go, especially for,
You know what the best part is, John? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Less than a couple months, baby.
And we're both on every day, so we both live with the consequences. Yeah.
And Leo, what do we say? As always,
go
there you go, Leo. I love it. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. Leo was supposed to occupy himself for
that's all right. Leo needs his pop. I'm good with that. Leo came in for a special appearance. He made the show.
Thanks, bud.
Bill, thanks for joining the show. Lil Bill, Lil Leo, thanks for joining the show.
Buddy. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, bud. See
you, man. If you missed any of today's show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play that. My bad, Johnny Mac. Good segment there, Johnny Mac. That was a great debate.
Yeah, I wish, and I know people aren't going to listen. I wish, because I think Saquon Barkley is a very good player. I think he's going to help the Eagles. I think he's going to be a better running back than DeAndre Swift or Miles Sanders. I don't think he's going to be a difference maker in the passing game.
Now, me and you had this conversation on the show before, so I'm more on your side of it. I really am. And it's honestly less about the player of Saquon and more about the quarterback who just doesn't like to do that.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did think Bill had good points. I mean, I thought both of you guys had good points. I thought the passion was great. Let me go to two super chats because they come during the segment. And I don't like to interrupt the guest for him, but Jameson says, love the passion, J-Mac. Never seen you this heated before.
James, I get that heated all the time.
Yeah, Jameson, you got to check in the Birds 365 more. Bill, Johnny Mac is always passionate when he's talking about football. James Carver says, Bill, Henry put up his numbers on a worse O-line team with the Titans. J-Mac's right again, and Henry's not an AP talent either. J-Mac wins again. James Carver dubs Johnny Mac.
Well, I've just been around long enough to I know it does not matter with truly special players. And by the way, that's not Saquon's fault. That's other people putting that description on him. So that's not even his fault. He was picked number two overall. Even that's not his fault. The Giants shouldn't have picked him number two overall. But that's more about the status of the game in the modern era. None of that is his fault. Howie Roseman called him special. It's not like he walked in the door and said, I'm special. But I'm saying the history of this game, and I got to cover some special players. Randy Moss is another one.
Yeah.
Didn't matter who the quarterback was. Now, and that's even more pronounced because you need a vehicle to get you the football. But when you're that open and you're running behind people, you make it easier for them. Now, in the case of AP, of course, it's not fair to compare people to him. But special players are special. That's the comparison. That's the only comparison I'm trying to make. Doesn't matter supporting cast. You're going to be better with a better supporting cast. But he already proved in New York he's not special. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's tough to argue that. I mean, you know, I thought overall, though, I really did think it was a good conversation. We had tons of good commentary in the comments. Appreciate everybody. And
real quick, Xander.
Yep.
I know we got to, if we're going to a break.
No, we're not. We'll skip the last break here. We can just.
I wish more people would look at, Bill brought up all the numbers of Kellen Moore, which I get it. Look at Indianapolis with Phillip Rivers. Not only getting the ball to running backs out of the backfield, hot routes, picking up blitzes. Look at that. When you start to say, oh, Nick Sirianni doesn't do this, Nick Sirianni doesn't do that. Well, he did it.
The difference is the quarterback. That's why I keep going back to that. Is that right? The difference is the quarterback.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why I just, like, I don't even think I have to argue you on saying how elite or great Saquon Barkley is. I don't think he's going to be used that way. I don't know how he's going to be used, and we're going to find out.
Well, I don't think he's going to be used that way, nor should he, by the way. By the way, that I agree with you. I mean, I'm getting the ball to A.J. Devontae in Dallas.
Have you put on your reporter cap for a second? Have you gotten a report from a source, from anybody you talk to on a day-to-day basis about the Eagles? Do they really think that Saquon Barkley is going to be used like Christian McCaffrey? Is that the organization's thought process? Or is that blown up by everybody that's outside the room?
The organization believes he's a special player. as far as what that means, that's where, you give the baton to people with open and they take it 17 different ways. They believe he's, if not the closest thing to Christian McCaffrey, close to the closest thing, if that makes sense, to Christian McCaffrey. They think he will have a Christian McCaffrey-like impact on their offense. Take that as you will.
I like it.
You know, I don't like it. I don't like the thought of it. Again, first of all, not only do you have to be that type of player, which he's not that type of player, but you also have to change your offense to take advantage of that type of player. And I don't like that. So, yes, but they think he's a and I will be the first one on Birds 365 to say he's a special player if he's a special player. I got to be on every day, Xander. I can't hide. I'll be the first one to say Howie's right if I'm wrong. And for those who listen to the show, I generally agree with Howie. This is one where we disagree. I think he's wrong on the evaluation of the player. And for Eagles fans, I hope I'm wrong. I fear I'm right.
I think there's a way that you can be right and the Eagles can still be great. That's the thing
because they have great players elsewhere.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think Saquon needs to be the person we're trying to make him be or the Christian McCaffrey of the Eagles for us to have success. I mean, I thought Bill was right in that he said, you know, manage those turnovers, pick up some of the stuff. But to your point, that's not special, right? That's not what the expectation is on Saquon Barkley. And that's where I think you bring the good
point. And where Bill was right, that will change and people will have no problem moving the goalposts. If they win games, it's not going to matter. They're not going to care. But I'm just, and in this case, I'll speak to Howie directly. Yeah, I disagree on your evaluation of the player. I mean, Simple as that.
Just 6 days and 22, maybe call it 23 hours until round two of Johnny Mack and Big Bill. That was a good debate, Johnny Mack. You held your own as you always do. You are a very smart football mind, and nobody can take that from you. So obviously when you get into a good debate, it is a good one. I thought that was tremendous. I thought both of you guys were tremendous, both made great points, and it really made for a good show today. Great content, great off-season content. Look at this, June 25th. June 25th, Johnny Mack, and we're having passionate discussions about the Philadelphia Eagles. That's only right here on Birds 365, right here on Jacob Sports.
Sometimes you got to brand a gram it, baby.
Yes,
manufacture
sir.
It. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I thought yours was good. And good show today, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys hit the like button on your way out. That was an excellent show. I don't know how many likes we're up to, but it should be a good number after that one. That was a good debate. Johnny Mack was in it. Billy C was in it. I don't know how many likes we're at. How many likes we got, people? If you guys can put that in the chat. I'd love to know.
Somebody put like if you think John's wrong. So we should get a lot of likes.
That is our boy Slagger. Yeah.
Yeah. We should get a lot of likes.
Yeah.
You should hope I'm wrong, but I fear I'm right.
Yep. We'll see how it all plays out. Johnny Mack, good show today. 87 likes. Come on, guys. Let's get that to 100 before we get out of here. If you guys enjoyed that debate, drop a like. You're not finding this type of June 25th content anywhere else right now with that type of passion and fire. Talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. Johnny Mack, good stuff today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Good show, Johnny Mack. We'll see you tomorrow, brother.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Catch you tomorrow on Wednesday's edition of Birds 365.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.